wants me to lead a certain song Sunday mornings or Sunday evenings, just let me know. If I know it, I'll certainly put it on the list to do. Number 119. Tempted and tried, we're all faced to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, give him the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Number 208.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand. 'Tis the beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis the land where we never grow old.
Precious memories unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me.
Father, we're so thankful to thee for this day, for today. How blessed we are. Life goes strong. Forgive us for our sins and give us a home with thee in heaven. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and mark our song books at number 673. 673 will be the song of invitation a little later. And then does anybody have a song they'd like me to try and lead?
What about 488, Standing on the Promise?
488.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Some folks may ask me, some folks may say,
trip, but we also had a great time thinking about this being the singing night. And good times for us. Would you turn with me to number 157? He leadeth me.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O word, with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me by his Thy sweetness, come in Thy fullness.
one day at a time. Started out with the lowest big queen. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of the Virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved.
Thank you. No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join the happy band. No tears in heaven, no tears, no tears of sadness, sorrow and pain will all have gone. No tears in heaven, no tears, no tears of pain, no tears in heaven will be known. Some morning under, we'll cease to ponder, for things this life has brought to you.
Grace that's grown. Anyone else? In the book of Daniel, we have introduced to us some of the visions of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, as well as the visions that Daniel interpreted for him. He went on to give Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, because Belteshazzar, in the end, he wouldn't repent before God. If we find our lives thinking about this song tonight, and we find our lives living and sinning, we've done that which we have not confessed to God. We've done that which we have not left where it is in the past. Repenting of it, turning away from it, not living that way, not desiring to live that way any longer. And what will happen to us? Do we think that Nebuchadnezzar was the only one that God said, hey, if you will repent, I'll take that stump and build you again. But I won't build you again if you do not repent and come back to me. Daniel, of course, came back to God again and again his way. He did not bear the name of Belteshazzar that Nebuchadnezzar had given him to be one of the gods. He knew he was a man, a prophet of God. Revelation had come to him that was true and accurate. And when he said to him in Daniel 2, the interpretation of the dream is certain and sure. He was. The church of our Lord, the kingdom of God's dear Son, will be built by him and never perish. It's not going to perish today. In our generation of time, let's have that great faith. Let's stand together.
God is calling the prodigal, come without delay. Hear, O hear him calling, calling now for thee. Though you wandered so far from his presence, come today. Hear his loving voice calling still.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son and the the gift of his life in our stead upon that cruel cross of Calvary.
Amen.
Those who now partake of this bread, let them do so in a manner pleasing unto thee. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for this fruit of the vine, the symbol of the blood of our Savior that was shed upon that cross for us. We thank thee for his life and for his resurrection.
Amen.
The promise that we have of life with him hereafter, as long as we follow him. We thank thee for this love. Thank you for this cup. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Turn to number 15, and after this song, Brother Robert, would you lead us in a word of prayer? To God be the glory, great things he has done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin.
Existence. We thank thee for thy great plan through Jesus, your Son. We thank you for these good brethren who have gathered together tonight to sing these psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in praise to you, as well as to encourage one another. Thank you for the meal that's prepared tonight, for every hand that's prepared it, for every thoughtful ways in which it can be used in our bodies to give us the strength that we need to carry on living for thee, as we go forth from day to day in this week. In Jesus' humbly name we pray, and amen.
Amen. What it is.